Hi everybody, I'm Matthew. I'm the project lead for Matrix.org, the open source project for secure decentralized communication. Thank you very much for coming to hear the talk today. I imagine that you probably know what Matrix is, because the chances are that you're using it right now to watch this and to participate in FOSDEM 2021. And I'd like to thank everybody who has used Matrix to attend the conference. Hopefully by the time you listen to this, things will be going smoothly and on track. But in case you're not familiar with what Matrix is, I'll start off by explaining it and then explain some of the work that we've done in building out FOSDEM this year, and some of the work that we're doing on the protocol and the reference implementations in order to make Matrix suitable for these sort of things, and even better going forwards. So Matrix itself is an open standard protocol that defines an open network for secure, decentralized real-time communication. You can use it for instant messaging, interoperable chat. You can use it for VoIP signaling. You can do VR or AR over it, IoT, data fabric, or really any kind of real-time communication. The mission for Matrix is to be the missing communication layer for the open web. Somewhere where you can just go and publish data and subscribe to it as a real-time stream of information, where it is replicated over the participating servers. If you know how Git works, you know how Matrix works, because all Matrix is applying the same architecture of Git of replicating information across participating nodes, but applying it to real-time communication rather than source control. So our mission is to build Matrix out as literally a global decentralized comms network, one that can hopefully replace email, replace the phone network, and liberate communication to be controlled by the likes of us, rather than the giant silos and walled gardens of Facebook, Google, Slack, Discord, etc., who control it today. And that we have the vibrancy and heterogeneity innovation that you get on the open web, rather than it being stifled by the silos who control it today. Part of this is that no single party can own your conversations in Matrix. That if I'm on matrix.org, I'm talking to somebody on a different server, then my conversation history gets replicated equally between them. So there is no single focal point. It's not as if there's a chat server somewhere which, if it goes down, the conversation will die forever, or somewhere where an attacker could go and compromise the whole conversation. Instead, everybody has their own chosen provider, which looks after their own messages and replicates with the other people in that conversation. Architecturally, it looks a little bit like this. You have the blue dots in the middle, which represent home servers. You have the lighter blue dots around the outside, which are bridges through to other protocols like Jabber, XMPP, or Slack as a different system. And the green dots here are native Matrix clients, things like Element or Fluffy Chat or Neko or Beeper or other clients on the Matrix network. And if, say, Alice here is talking to Bob here, then the conversations get replicated between this server and that server there, so there is literally no single point of failure or control. A new addition to the Gitter family, to the Matrix family, has been Gitter, who joined the Matrix network at the end of last year, not just with a Gitter bridge, which we'd already built back in 2015, but actually natively adding Matrix support into Gitter. So folks who are familiar with using Gitter for developer chat can now talk to anybody on the Matrix network and vice versa, which has been a big sort of milestone in terms of taking one of these circles, which we've flashed up so many years and so many different conference talks to show how different networks can link into Matrix, and actually got them to natively communicate on Matrix, which has been kind of fun. There's a great talk by Halfshot and Eric from Gitter, who worked on this at the end of last year, which was on Saturday's session. Go check it out if you haven't seen it already. So in terms of where Matrix is today, we've got almost 28 million global Matrix IDs that we can see from the matrix.org server, the original server that we set up and running. And we see about 8 million messages a day now across around 4.5 million chat rooms. So I think that number might be a bit low. We see around 60,000 federated servers, or at least we estimate there are 60,000 based on the ones which we can see. Looking at the traffic on matrix.org these days, we do about 45 messages a second when it's when America is awake, and then 4,500 messages a second on average going out. So each room is roughly one in 100 out. 1,000 projects at least now on GitHub building on Matrix and elsewhere. Most of them are open source, but there are a whole bunch of proprietary ones coming on as well, for better or worse. Many, many companies now building on it, and they could be little consultancies through to tens of billion dollar multinationals. And very interestingly, we continue to see more and more governments coming on Matrix. So when I was last here, in Brussels, if I were in Brussels, we were talking about France coming on board Matrix. But since then, we had the German Bundeswehr, the armed forces, as well as many education deployments in Germany. And we also now have paid deployments with the UK government and the US government, which we'll hopefully be able to talk about in more detail later on. There's also three others who we can't really talk about in even by name right now, but it's exciting times as we basically see genuine network effects and snowballing happening as Matrix becomes the de facto way for the public sector at least to communicate, and that kind of spills over into the private sector too. In terms of what the growth has looked like since apparently July 2017, which is when the Grafana stats begin, where we were down at a couple of million users, here you are now up at almost 30 million users as of February 2021. And it's been accelerating fairly steadily, other than a bit of a glitch in November or October of last year, which I think was somebody's big server taking a wobble or no longer reporting stats, and so the growth rate isn't quite as pronounced. So, that's Matrix. Apologies if you've heard that many times before. You're probably wondering, what has this got to do with the talk? What's this about virtual communities on Matrix? So, I thought I would try to explain how we've gone and set up Fosdem to use Matrix as the social and chat communication there. Now, I'm cheating a little bit because I'm recording this on the Saturday night of Fosdem, because obviously I can't do a talk about running Fosdem on Matrix without actually having a reference point of how it actually is working. At least that's my excuse. It's not just that I've been really busy and horribly late on recording my talk. So architecturally, what we have are basically two different types of rooms in Matrix. We have talk rooms where the presenters of a talk like this one hang out. We can go and see mine in a minute in a very meta way. And then you've got the dev room where the audience is watching. And the way in which we've implemented these is with widgets. And basically, the dev room has a live stream, widget being an embedded chunk of HTML, which displays HTTP live streaming from the normal Fosdem video player infrastructure. And in practice, that's VoctoMix and the Fosdem CDN and the ability to record. And it's the stuff that gets used in ULB on a regular basis year by year to go and broadcast the live streams there, except normally that's from a camera. So we need to get a camera into this to see what's happening on stage and then relay it to the audience. And so the way we've done this is to use Jitsi, the excellent open source video conferencing platform, which goes and hosts the conference. Of the video conference. You then have Jitsi Meet, which is a web app which is embedded in an iframe as a widget inside Element. And you can see, you can switch basically between a live stream being broadcast of that conference of the talk, as well as the user can then join that conference to participate in it and be part of the Jitsi. So you've got Jitsi Meet talking via WebRTC and HTTP APIs over to the Jitsi Video Bridge. You've got a few other components there which make up Jitsi, like JikaFo, the Jitsi Conference Focus, and Prosody, the XMPP server that provides the signaling within Jitsi. And then you have Jibri, which is the thing that actually broadcasts these talks. Jibri is actually just a Chromium running in headless X with FFmpeg recording whatever is on its virtual screen. So it literally just connects like a normal web browser straight into the Jitsi and records it via FFmpeg and flings it via RTMP, the real-time media protocol, over to Nginx, which we host as Matrix. actually provided by Element, the company that hires the Matrix core team, and then flings that via RTMP over to Fosdem. So it's kind of amusing that we're using HLS here for viewing the media, which is a hangover from Winamp. If you ever looked at an HLS playlist, it is literally a Winamp playlist. And you've got RTMP, which was created for Flash's real-time media streaming. And Flash is dead completely, and yet RTMP lives on as a perfectly reasonable video streaming protocol. So what happens is that the people doing the talk hang out here on Jitsi. They get broadcast through to the dev room at the end of the talk. The recorded talk gets played out on the Fosdem infrastructure. And meanwhile, you obviously have Matrix using a Synapse hosted by Element Matrix Services running, which provides the actual coordination for people locally on the Fosdem server, but also federates out to the rest of Matrix. And then finally, you have the conference bot itself, which sits there trying to orchestrate the conference, going and moving the talk rooms around, setting up the widgets, changing the permissions on the rooms, ushering people from A to B, and trying to make sure that everything runs on time. So that's what the network diagram is. Let me just alt-tab over to Chrome, and we can see the miscellaneous dev room, where you're probably sitting right now watching this. So here we are at 11 o'clock at night on the Saturday before the talk goes out tomorrow. And obviously there's been a bunch of talks going on there earlier today. You've got the live stream sitting here, which is busy ticking away, showing the placeholder content coming off the Fosdem Voxumix. But if we go, say, to the backstage room for my talk, Building Massive Communities in Matrix, then at the moment there's not much happening in here because we haven't kicked off yet. I can say start broadcasting it right now. I'll go and start a Jitsi, and there I am, a Jitsi within a Jitsi within a Jibri within a Jitsi or something. And people, if they were tuning in and if the bot had put this live in the dev room, you would be able to see me now. We also have this widget here, which is a scoreboard, so that if people were to upvote messages during my talk, they appear here and I can click on them and it will take me through to the right room. Now, this is kind of cool because widgets here are basically iframes and can be any HTML you like, complete with a video conferencing solution. But they also have superpowers, like the ability to deep link into bits of Matrix and basically extend the client a bit more. I'll talk about that in a minute. There's another special Easter egg that we have in here, that if you go and look in the right panel, and you do it in the right room, let me go back to the dev room, where is the miscellaneous dev room, here it is, then you've got a widget here called Schedule. And if you click on that, interestingly, it asks you for permissions, because we take permissions really seriously for widgets, given that they are random third-party HTML content. In this instance, it's letting me use cookies, and it could display a privacy policy, etc. We go into this, and it's a really cute widget that has been set up by Hatto Nordek and Stefan from Nordek, some folks who we're working with in the German education sector. And this actually schedule goes and tells you the talks which are happening on the given day. In this instance, it's obviously talking about the talks for yesterday. So if you're wanting to keep track of the schedule in your given dev room, this is the way to do it. Right. So what else can I show you here? I think those are basically the main bits. And a fun thing that we did was to take this widget for the combination live stream in Jitsi. And it's available to anybody on the server. It's hooked up by default on chat.fosdem.org. So if I go to something like the Matrix stand, and of course there's nobody on the stand right now because it's 11 o'clock at night, then I could go and join that conference, and here I am going and broadcasting out to anybody on the stand, so it gives you a nice DIY stand. Can't believe I missed everybody. They knew that they were recording. Very sad. Anyway. Oh, and there I am. Let's get rid of that. Okay, so I think that gives you an idea of what's happening behind the scenes at Fosdem. In terms of the Synapse itself, something people will probably be quite interested in is how we've scaled it up. And there's a blog post you can look for called Massively How We Fix Synapses Scaling, where we basically took it from being a monolithic server through to one which can cluster horizontally into as many worker processes as possible. So this is the final state that we have today inside the synapse, that you have a main synapse process that does relatively little because it's no longer on the critical path of anything. Instead, you've got sync workers which send events and messages to clients. You've got event creators which create events on behalf of clients. And then they go and actually persist the data using separate workers which write to the database. So you have clusters of things which